shout hallelujah every day.
It's good to have you connect with us today. This is your daily devotional and inspirational podcast channel, Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. God bless you today and always in the name of Jesus. Thanks for connecting from my time zone. It's good morning in Jesus' name. We continue with the part two of the message which we started yesterday, casting down enchantment and divination powers. Child of God, let's look at divination and activities of diviners to know how to deal with them today. What then is divination? Divination is the practice of seeking knowledge of the unknown or future from a supernatural spirit. The practice of determining the hidden significance or cause of events, sometimes foretelling the future by various spiritual, natural, psychological, and so many other techniques that are involved. It is in the form of horoscopes, astrology, crystal gazing, tarot cards, and Ouija boards. Child of God, divination is the source of witchcraft and witch doctors. Those who use divination are called diviners. The Bible is against divination. In the Bible, we read in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 26 through 31. Bible says, "You shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall you use enchantment, nor observe times. You shall not round the corners of your heads, neither shall you mar the corners of your beard. You shall not make any cutting in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. 31. Regard not them that are familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord." Hallelujah. Child of God, sadly, a lot of things are done ignorantly today that depict what we call divination. In Jeremiah chapter 14 and verse 14, Bible says, "Then the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I've not sent them or appointed them or spoken to them. They are prophesying to you false visions, divinations, idolatries, and the delusions of their mind." Many today that claim to prophesy use actually what we call divination power. You must be very careful even in the modern day church. Many use strange spirits, and the unsuspecting, at times ignorant victims don't know and assume them to be men and women of God. Child of God, always test the Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to give you the gift of discernment. If there's anything you need this time, it is the gift for discernment to know right from wrong, to know evil from good. Child of God, divination is corrupt, dishonest, and fruitless. One biblical example of a person practicing divination occurs in the book of Acts of the Apostle, chapter 16, verse 16 through 24. Here we see the slave girl possessed by spirit of divination. As Luke traveled with Paul and Silas in the city of Philippi, he recorded an encounter with a sorceress. As they were going to the place of prayer, they were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners many gain by fortune telling. She followed them, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God who claim to you the way of salvation." Child of God, God rejects anything divination. He hates it and cuts off those who adopt it. In Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 6, Bible says, "And the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people." Child of God, this is because divination is not from the Spirit of God. The spirit of divination is a familiar spirit, and the purpose of that spirit is to destroy, to steal, to kill their victims. A lot of native doctors, soothsayers, necromancers, tarot card readers, astrologers, palm readers all use the spirit of divination. This spirit is a foul spirit and God is against it. The devil uses it to monitor the progress of God's children in order to frustrate, limit, monitor, and to rule them. For instance, through the power of divination, the devil can see a star, bright future. An example is the three wise men who saw the star of Jesus and followed it with geographical accuracy and precision. Remember, in those days, no GPS technology existed. but from the east they came and followed the star to the precise, accurate position, right there to the manger. I pray for you. Anyone that is monitoring your star, may heaven render them blind in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, through divination, the devil can monitor a progress through monitoring spirits in order to frustrate them more. The book of Isaiah 44 verses 24 through 25, Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that make all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, that spread abroad the earth by myself, that frustrate the tokens of the liars, and make diviners mad." I repeat, and make diviners mad, that turn wise men backward, and make their knowledge foolish. Divination in any manner is sin. The practicing of divination will deceive you and separate you from the wisdom of God. Christians should avoid all endeavor related to divination, including fortune telling, astrology, witchcraft, tarot cards, and spell casting. The spirit realm is real and also harmful if you are not careful. Child of God, as it is taught by scriptures, spirits that are not of the Holy Spirit or angelic beings are what we call malevolent spirits. Christians do not need to be afraid of this kind of spirit connected to divination. Neither are Christians to inquire knowledge from them. It can be deadly, it can be dangerous. True benevolent wisdom comes from God, as it is written in the book of James chapter 1 and verses 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. Child of God, as we pray against enchantment and divination, every power of the occult, witchcraft working against you, working against your family, working against your progress, working against your destiny and your glory, working against your sound mind, working against your healing, they shall be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Now take these prayers, take them seriously, and after the message, spend quality time to deal with them. Number one, declare this: I soak my spirit, soul, and body with the blood of Jesus. Prayer number two, power of divination, monitoring my star and destiny, I cast you down forever in the name of Jesus. Number three, covenant of divination, witchcraft in my ancestry, be broken by the blood of Jesus. Number four, spells, jinx, enchantment, programmed into the air, programmed into the water, programmed into the dust of the earth, be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Prayer number five, stargazers, star hunters, I refuse to be wasted. Destroy your sender in the mighty name of Jesus. Prayer number six, powers issuing command into my spirit, Holy Ghost fire, answer on my behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Prayer number seven, strange sickness, strange attacks, be wasted in the name of Jesus. Prayer number eight, I cover my life, I cover my family, I cover my business, I cover my career, I cover my investments with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Now, child of God, make sure you deal with those prayers. We come another day with some additional prayers concerning this matter. Now, lift up the sand or container of water. For those in business locations, especially where you have a T-junction, please do yourself a big favor and drop a bit of the sand there after this prayer. Every blocker of good things, heaven will disorganize them for your sake and give you your breakthrough in Jesus' name. Now I pray, I decree, let that sand you are carrying, the container of water that you are holding, let it receive the fire of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it become a weapon of war, a spiritual weapon. Whatever you touch with the water, whatever you touch with the sand, I command, let that thing receive great deliverance in the name of Jesus. Anywhere that your business is being caged, anywhere that your glory is being caged, anywhere that your marriage is being afflicted, as you use any of this item, let the blood of Jesus pass through them and bring about a great deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Every plantation of darkness, every plantation of darkness around you, be uprooted, be neutralized, be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the glory of God overshadow you. I decree that from today, whatever is not of God, wherever you appear, as long as you are able to put a portion of that water or a portion of that sand in that location, let the evil be neutralized. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Child of God, we can't round up this podcast today without saying happy birthday and, of course, congratulations to those having wedding anniversary. God bless you. God enlarge your coast. God give you celebration that no man can stop, in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And remember, you can connect with us on www.hallelujaheveryday.org. Yes, on that portal, so many things that you can discover and how you can be part of this project. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for listening and for your financial support to keep the daily podcast on air across many platforms around the world. Many lives are being touched and transformed on a daily basis because of your effort. God bless you. Please keep sharing the podcast. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. Remember, we never take your time for granted, but sincerely value your feedback and time. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664. Or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.